Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the 74th and final episode of 2017 of Super Megacast. I'm Matt Watson.
You said that weird. Could have said this is the final podcast of the year of 2017, but you went, this is the final 2017 year of the podcast.
That's not what I said.
It was pretty close.
No, I
it
said this is the final podcast of the year 2017.
You didn't say final podcast. You said like this
final
is the
episode
final
of the year,
year
2017.
This is the final year of
that's,
the episode.
I did not. That's not what I said. I did not say this is the final year of the episode. That makes no sense. But this is the last.
Why'd you say it?
I didn't say it. God, you gaslight me like crazy
right from the start.
Oh man, but. It is 2017 at the time of recording this, and this is the final episode of that year. God, now you got me all like weirded out.
No, you're doing good. Keep going. Keep
but
going,
this is the last episode of 2017. The next time there's a Super Mega Cast will be in the year of 2018. Isn't that something crazy, man?
It'll be 75, which is a nice round number
to start on. Yeah, I'm excited for that. I mean, there's a lot of Super Mega Casts in one year. I think this year we started on what, 31? 32?
I can't remember. I know sometimes we just, like, if there's an emergency or if something happens, we don't release one during a week, or if we're taking a break, we may focus just on the podcast, but I can't remember if there's been a week yet where we've uploaded two podcasts.
There was. In 2017, there was one week where we did one on, like, a Monday and on a Thursday.
Okay.
Just because we were like, let's try it out. Why not?
I'd like to, like, sometimes do that. Like, if we're just not feeling like recording a one-off, or if we have nothing really in the barrel.
Like a shorter episode. We should make like a break-off Super Megacast series where it's like tinier, like 10, 20-minute episodes. Yeah. Some days just be like, here you go.
If you remember when we first started out, you might be able to kind of see this by the videos we uploaded, but we wanted to cut the videos down as much as possible. Some were like 7 minutes and stuff.
Some of the gameplay were like 5 minutes.
We wanted it to be like fast, quick, get in and get out. And then we kind of, we became more comfortable with the content we were making in terms of making it more of a podcasty vibe. And I think we just became more comfortable on mic, live on mic. So
we were new to it back then. We were always like doing camera stuff. And then in 2016, when we finally sat down and we were like, let's start doing podcasts and gaming videos and stuff. That was brand new, which you can go back to our stuff from April 2016 and watch our old Let's Plays. Listen to our first podcast episodes.
Where we still do it today, but I feel like really back then with the editing, we were just punching people in the face.
Oh, with the editing? Yeah. It was just like,
I mean, we still do that with our personalities, I guess, but
our raging personalities.
Our fucking insane alter egos.
But just think, this time next year, Ryan?
Yeah.
Super Mega Cast is going to be on episode like 100 something. It's going to be like, okay, so this year, if you remember, we didn't start 2017 by doing Super Megacast. We started by doing Talking Show, which was like a little experiment we did at the beginning of this year.
Because we canceled the podcast for the Talking Show.
And then after a couple episodes, we were like, let's just bring the podcast back. I like that more.
I don't like paying attention to my face. I just like talking comfortably.
Yeah, exactly. So we're like, let's bring that back. So we started, I think, 2017 at like episode 32, mm-hmm. got to 74, which means, what's 74 minus 32, Ryan?
74 minus 32... Wait, 74 minus 32?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to go 64, 54, 44, 42.
I'm doing the same thing in my head right 42, now. 42, right? I'm sitting here like, I don't know the answer.
42?
Something like that. So let's say we did 42 episodes this year.
44 minus 32 is 42.
No, 74 minus
32. 74 minus 32 is 42.
Yes, you're right. Yeah. It is 42. Yes. So let's say every year we release, on average, 40 episodes of this podcast.
Okay.
Probably
a
little more.
That was a roundabout way of getting there.
I didn't know how to do the math. That's why I asked you.
You think I'm going to be the fucking champion of our mathematics?
It's better than me.
Is it? Us together trying to solve something is probably worse than us apart.
That's true, because for some reason our wires just start crossing. And we're like,
we start looking to each other like, no, I'm not wrong.
And then I get like a false sense of confidence from you, and then you get a false sense of confidence from me, and we both say the wrong answer.
Yeah, it's always wonderful.
But I was going somewhere with this. 74 plus 40. What's that one, Ryan?
74 plus 40 is 104.
That's like
104. No, wait, 114.
Yeah, so we'll be like, by this time next year, we'll be in like the early 100 teens. Maybe like around
by the
100,
end of it?
120, 110, 120. That's a shit ton of episodes, man. I mean, this is a shit ton of episodes. Like, 74 episodes?
We bring it up almost.
Oh, fuck, we do.
Podcast.
I gotta stop doing that. Yeah. I always do that. I'm like, man.
At the beginning, can you believe we've made it this far? It's gonna make it a whole lot more sad when we finally end the podcast.
I know.
That's gonna happen at some point.
No, shut up. It's not.
No.
Could you see me being like an 80-year-old man? I'm like, episode 627. Man, Ryan, that's a lot of episodes.
I could see, Super Mega ending and you and I continuing a podcast, or maybe the same podcast. I could definitely see that, because podcasts,
oh yeah,
in of themselves are their own business, and so we're kind of mixing it in with YouTube. So how many people do you think listen to our podcast just for the podcast? How many people are just
like, they don't watch anything else on the channel?
They just know us for the podcast, and they don't really dabble with anything else. Maybe some live action videos.
Well,
every now and then.
It seems that most of the time when we get recognized in public, they always mention the podcast. It's never the gaming stuff. Well, it's sometimes the gaming stuff, but
those
it
are
seems
the people
like,
that go outside.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. It's like the main thing people bring up is the podcast. Like, I love your podcast, or yeah, I listen to your podcast, or I'm surprised by how many people say, oh, I was just listening to your podcast like an hour ago. And I was like, oh, really? Wow. We actually got, we were at Disney World recently, and, Ryan was making some kind of joke about Sigourney Weaver watching our channel, and he was loudly exclaiming.
We talked about it. I said, yes, daddy likes. He comes in with his hand.
Like Ryan got recognized as he was saying, yes, daddy likes. Just like, and he does not say that often. I will stress that point. And the one time he is like loudly exclaiming it, that's coincidentally as a viewer walks up and says, Ryan?
He loves the podcast, though. Yeah. I don't know. I don't want to. Is that his sister, or was that his girlfriend with him? I don't want to just.
Hey,
or maybe just a friend.
It was Florida. It could have been both.
True.
You know? I think it was his girlfriend.
So how did you like the Avatar ride? Did we already talk about it? Because you went on it.
Dude,
I didn't.
I don't remember if we talked about this or not. That's the thing. Like, we've
did
been
we even
so
talk
busy
about
lately?
Our Disney trip?
I don't think.
Know.
I don't think we did.
I don't remember.
I don't think we talked about our Disney trip. We got a story when we went to Waffle House with Aaron and Jory.
Yeah. And Vernon.
And Vernon, yeah. And he got steak at Waffle House for some reason.
That
He'd
was,
never been.
I was
like,
I wanted to slap Vernon so hard when he said, I'll have a steak and eggs. I'm
like,
Vernon,
it's Waffle House. Why are you getting steak from Waffle House of all places?
Is there a sign shaped like a bunch of little steak, like grill marks?
No, it's waffles.
Yeah.
Well, if he wants to get steak, that's fine. But because it was his first Waffle House experience, I was like, the steak's not going to be good. And it's going to taint his view of Waffle House.
Exactly. I've never had the steak there, though. But it's very thin. So they're poor cuts of steak that don't have like any fat. It's just like, it's kind of like, I guess, a little more juicy jerky.
Yeah.
Like a big old honking piece
of
jerky.
Like jerky you could easily chew. I mean, honestly, it didn't look that bad. It was gray, though. Did you notice how gray it was? It
looks more like a patty than a steak, though.
Yeah. He said it was good, though. Okay. And if Vernon said the steak was good, I mean, he's a steak boy, so if he said the steak was good, I trust him on that.
His iron deficiency, as Aaron was trying to
say that,
be
like
his
that.
Doctor.
Like, I think you probably want steak because you have an iron deficiency. And I'm like, well, how does that make sense? And you're like, you crave things because your body needs them. And I was like, so I didn't know that, if that's true, that apparently you crave certain foods because your body needs
whatever.
Well,
you crave
in
water because you're thirsty. You crave food because you're hungry. You crave
certain
things because you need it.
Well, yeah,
just like how much just even the thought of you wanting to climb into a warm bed when it's super cold.
No,
everything's linked to just your body wanting to fix something or be something.
Well, I knew that, but I didn't know it was specific, like, vitamins. It's like, oh, my body knows that I get vitamin A from this food, so I'm craving this because my body needs vitamin A. Like, I guess if I'm craving gummy bears, that's because I have a sugar addiction and my body needs that sugar.
Maybe. I don't know. Have you ever put gummy bears on ice cream? It's really good.
That is, they get real hard. They get, like, real
and
tough.
And it's cold, and so it's like, you don't really taste the gummy bears that much. They kind of, like, some of it leaks onto the ice cream. It's mainly just for the act of chewing on something.
It's good. Nice, man. Gummy bears used to be my go-to ice cream topping, gummy bears. Like, I would get sweet cream-flavored ice cream, throw some gummy bears in there. Man, I haven't had that in years.
Here's what I don't like. I don't like putting the gummy worms on ice cream. I like the gummy bears more because the gummy worms have a different kind of, they're longer, they're bigger, they
it's
have
too much
a different
of them,
texture.
Man. Too much.
Exactly. I just want little bites. But my go-to will always be vanilla sprinkles in a waffle cone.
Damn
Rainbow
it,
sprinkles.
That's my go-to.
It's so good.
That is my go-to.
You can't go wrong with it.
Like, it doesn't even matter if it's soft serve or regular. I really like vanilla soft serve with rainbow sprinkles.
Yeah.
That's fucking good. Also, chocolate sprinkles. Like, those are great on soft serve, too. It's the best, man.
I feel like I would like the chocolate sprinkles if I was sitting down to watch a great holiday flick, but I think rainbow sprinkles is more than not my go-to sprinkles.
Man, just sprinkle. You can't go wrong with sprinkles.
We're just talking like fucking NPR about sprinkles. Yeah, sprinkles.
And their mics are like, so fucking beautiful.
They're my go-to sprinkles. The rainbow sprinkles have a different flavor. Like, when I talk about how chalky they are, it's not a negative connotation in the terms that I use. The thesaurus that I am flipping through my brain currently, it's not a negative one. It's a positive one
in
regards to rainbow sprinkles.
NPR, like, I remember, like, I flip through radio stations, and it's like, all right. And you get to NPR, and you can hear, like, every ounce of spit in their mouth because their microphones are, like, $20 million.
They have really good interviews sometimes. There's this one interview of a guy that was, like, mugged with a machete in an alleyway, and, like, he had a limb chopped off, and he was near death. They, like, hacked him up really well. I'm like, how do you – they just interviewed him about his experience, and it was really just interesting. It's not just I'm getting kind of tired of the news cycle.
Dude, NPR is great. I love NPR.
R versus D.
Yeah. NPR has always done, like, great informational pieces and interviews and stuff.
Yeah.
But because it is the last podcast of the year, the final year of the episode – We asked you guys on Twitter today. We said, hey, because we're recording the last one tonight, give us some questions and we'll answer them.
We might answer them. We can't get to all of them, of course.
So we picked out a handful of questions. Now we're not doing like a huge Q&A like we've done in previous episodes. It was kind of just a mini one. But we picked out some ones that we liked.
It's probably going to feel long.
It totally could feel long.
Do you want to start it? Or?
Sure, man.
Okay.
Sure. We'll start with this one. Urich Salad Bar or Urich Salad Bar. I don't actually know how to say his username.
Urich
Salad Bar.
Salad Bar, maybe.
He's a fantastic animator, and he has made a crazy good Super Mega Animated in the past. So I go look that up because that's fucking amazing. But he said, when you guys are discussing ideas about making content like my two lovely uncles behind the camera, what makes you guys both know an idea is worth committing during pre-production? And that's a good question. That's
yeah.
a really good question.
I say it's just how much it makes you laugh without thinking about it right off the bat. Like I'll even go like when you came down because Chris shaved his head at the time.
Yeah,
and so that was just funny. We like if Ryan, if you shaved your head too, and I was like, that's funny. I had to shave my head for specifically for that video because I thought it was funny. I was trying to actually grow my hair out at the time. I was like, okay, I'll sacrifice all of my hair
for this video
and look goofy as fuck for this video because it's worth it. And much like he's gonna, I guess it's just called Fuck Your Mom on Syndigo.
Yeah.
It was you and Daniel in his room just playing with a tune. And it was funny. You came to me and like I laughed right away. So we're all three. Okay. It's like a three-way confirmation of this is a good idea right off the bat. Because if you have to think about something, it's like, come on, it's funny because then I don't think it's worth making, I guess.
Oh, exactly. Like I was gonna say the same thing as you. I was gonna say the way we both know an idea is worth committing before we do it is. How much do we laugh at it genuinely? If Ryan and I come up with an idea and we're like laughing our ass off at this idea, that's how we know it's like, okay, we got to do it then. If we're both like, eh, then maybe it's like, all right, then we can work with it some. But like let's say we're shooting something and Ryan has an idea on like some pose he'll have during the thing. And it's like, I die laughing. It's like, yes, we have to do that one.
Yeah.
So it's like, that's how you know, I guess. Really, it just depends on, and that's the thing when making content is like, I guess don't try to make it funny for other people. Try to make it funny for you first and do what you think is funny.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Yeah, because if you try to make it funny for other people, it's very easy to tell when you're trying to be funny for other people, for an audience. And I get that, like, we are technically trying to be funny for an audience, but at the end of the day, we both started with sketch comedy channels that were super small. I remember when Syndigo had 50 subscribers, and that was a big deal.
Yeah, we made a video. Kids of Problems only had 50.
Get us to 100 subscribers, come on! Yeah. So we made it for us and our friends, and I still have that mindset when I make shit. I don't have this, you know, production, or I need to have everything. It's nice to have everything planned out, but I care more about, I guess, how much fun it is.
Exactly.
If I'm not having fun while making it, I think the content degrades in quality.
Because you and I both came from the same different things, but from the same thing where we both started out with our own sketch comedy channels that we made with our friends, and we made them for the same reason, because we wanted to make things that we thought were funny and that were fun to make in the process.
Yeah.
And then we came together and now we did all of this and now we're right here. So when we still do live action, we still keep that same mindset because that's how we've always done it. That's how it's been the most fun. So we're going to keep doing it that way.
Yeah. It's like two things, I guess, just to add on to that, or a few things, I don't know, is a part of it is, it's like, I haven't seen this and I would like to see what it would look like. So I want to make it because it's funny and I want to see a physical representation of this idea.
Exactly, yeah.
And also, hold on one second. It was there. Oh, yeah. I was just going to say, there are a lot of times where Matt and I, he'll come to me or I'll come to him, and I'll think this idea is super funny. And then the other person's reaction will kind of be like, huh, yeah, you understand that it's like, okay, this idea isn't clicking.
Yeah.
And it's nice to have, it's nice to be a duo. In those terms.
Oh, yeah.
Because there are ideas maybe that I think would be funny that I haven't thought out all the way. And then if I just went off and did it, it probably, I don't know. There needs to be a system of checks and balances sometimes. And I think it works well.
Man, I love like creating sketch comedy and stuff with other people, because I'll have an idea or they'll have an idea. And then people build on it, on a good idea. And it makes it even better.
Yeah.
Yeah. But thank you for that question.
Yeah.
Mr. Salad Bar.
Next question comes from...
Kill Bill the Rapper!
The Rapper, Kill Bill!
It is The Rapper, Kill Bill.
We love you, Bill.
He's a really good underground rapper. You guys should listen to him.
I went to your YouTube recently, Mr. Bill, and Mr. Bill.
Mr. Bill. He should go by Lil Bill.
But he's Big Bill.
That's true, he is. He's like a nice little Snorlax. I'm not calling him fat. I'm just saying he's a big guy.
Oh, man. But his question is, how big are your wieners?
Well, actually,
you can start off if you want.
Yeah, sure. I, as a form of protest after Pizzagate, I removed mine. So, 0 inches.
0 inches.
Because I removed it.
Okay, yeah.
I like a Capri Sun. I got like a little Capri Sun straw contraption rigged up in there to pee out of. It works fine.
I'll answer honestly. You ever see that video of the guy with the world's biggest penis?
Yeah, the guy that injected it with, like, silicone every day?
Yeah. I got, he ended up getting plastic surgery and legally changing his name to Ryan McGee and moving to South Carolina. That was me, dude.
What if, like, you weren't joking and this is how you came out about it? Like, that video? Yeah. Yep, that was me.
People start, like, doing, like, enhance on certain pictures of us and matching, like, he has a mole right here on his his eye. This guy also has a mole on his left eye. It's the same person.
Some CSI shit.
Yeah. Okay,
real talk.
They have the same wristband.
You've been wearing the same bracelet ever. Why did that guy do that? Why did he inject is it silicon or silicone? Because there's a difference between the two.
Say silicon.
He put silicon.
Silicon,
yeah.
Silicon. Silicon.
Silicon.
I don't know. I say like Silicon neutral. Valley. It's say whatever you want. Tomato, pecan, pecan.
How about I'll make sure it's wrong on both? I'll say silicone.
Okay, that's fine.
He put silicone in his penis every day with a needle until his. If you haven't seen it, you should look it up. His penis is like, it's like it's massive. I don't even. It's like a baguette. I don't
Over
know
12 inches.
You've seen it, right?
Yeah, I can't remember that much.
It's just big. Like I'm trying to think of the best thing compared to, like five steaks. Taped
I've
together.
Seen a lot of big dicks, including my own, because I.
I couldn't hold it together, dude. No, it's not
so tiny.
It's not like a big dick.
I know it's not a big dick. It's pretty average.
No,
Matt.
I'm talking about this guy.
Oh,
it's
okay.
It's a blob. It's not. It doesn't even look like a penis. It's just like a mass. And he pulls it out of his pants and like slaps it down. And it's clearly like this guy clearly has some kind. Like I swear, he has to have a mental illness to do this to himself. It's crazy. But if you want to go look it up, it's look up like man puts silicone in his penis.
Look, I'm more proud of my balls than my dick.
Are you?
Yeah.
All right. I could say that. Listen, I'm not much of a shower in the penile region, but my balls,
they are mwah.
Tell that to a girl. Like,
magnifique.
I know you might not like my penis too much, but my balls are really something else.
And no, I don't. That's not something I'd legitimately have pondered before. I have not gone, damn, I do love my balls more than my penis.
Hey, there's people out there listening right now that I'm sure love their balls more than their penis.
It's just a bit, guys. You know, people, honestly, you and I joke so much and sometimes never reveal it that people were wondering if I really smoked or if the whole thing was just a gag.
Oh, yeah.
I do smoke. Trying to quit.
He's trying. Hey, the game got him on the right steps.
Yeah. A lot of you were being little assholes in the comments of that series, though.
Oh, man.
If you know, he's not reading it. If he knows it's bad for him, then maybe he'll quit. Oh, I never thought cigarettes were bad for me. The problem is that I know they're bad for me. The addiction negates it.
I mean,
and also makes me use addiction as an excuse to stop quitting.
Hey,
boom.
Ryan?
See, I know this shit.
Dude, just do, you know what you should do to yourself? Do it like parents do when they find their kids smoking a cigarette.
Smoke
an entire carton. Like smoke
oh
a carton,
God.
Not a pack, a carton of cigarettes. I guarantee you'd quit after that, though.
Probably, because I'd be so sick of it.
Let's do it, man.
Okay. You help me? You'll smoke a carton, I'll smoke a carton?
I'll smoke a carton, too, man. As a non-smoker, I will smoke an entire carton with you. I think I'd throw up probably after two.
I'd turn yellow.
Like a cigarette?
Yeah.
And then you'd become a human cigarette.
Yeah.
And then God would pick you up and smoke you. And then that would be your ultimate fate. All right.
It all comes round.
Thank you for the question, Kill Bill. Ugh Fran... Or Fran, I don't know if there's two H's. It's like, ugh.
I think it's Ugh.
Ugh Fran said, how's Ming doing? I worry about her. I'll let you answer this one, Ryan.
I wouldn't worry about Ming. I've seen her a few times. She seems to be fully stable.
Really?
Just saw her sleeping the other night. She's not walking around the alleyway. Well, she wasn't sleeping. She was
no,
just...
it just that's like I saw her sleeping the other night. It sounds funny.
She sleeps in the alleyway sometimes. I haven't seen push-ups in a long time. Most of that crew is kind of... gone. I saw the Mexican white supremacist today.
Yeah. He's around a lot.
Yeah.
Man, it's kind of sad, you know, as the year's wrapping up, we're giving our final Ming report, and a lot of the people are just kind of blown away with the wind. And Ming's kind of by herself and more stable now, which all the power to her. I'm glad. I'm so glad to hear that.
Yeah. I mean, at some point, we're gonna close the chapter on Ming. Maybe that's when we move. Maybe, who knows?
Yeah.
But, It's been cool.
It's been a journey with Ming, man.
Yeah.
And that is sad to think about. Before the podcast ends, I'm sure there will come a day when we will
just
wrap up the
like,
Ming report.
We need to stop talking about her.
But yeah, I mean, that's the final Ming report of 2017, guys. She's doing all right. So
still doing fine.
You can just relax and feel good. Enjoy your holiday your holidays, your break, knowing that Ming is in good spirits and health.
And to kind of let you guys hear how well she's doing, I'm going to do my impression, but of how she sounds now.
Okay.
First, I'm going to say how she used to say shit, and then the second phrase will be the same phrase, but how she acts today.
All right, man.
First phrase, you remember?
Got a cigarette.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's, hey, man, you got a cigarette?
It's that different?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, what I imagine is probably one of those long periods recently where she disappeared. She was probably getting some help.
Yeah.
And well, now she still doesn't have a home, but she at least is in more of a stable place mentally.
Yeah.
So good for her.
She still got her brother out there, though. Mm. So.
Yeah.
Well, because her brother's also on the streets, and they're chill.
Yeah. All right.
Anyways, Clueless Wonder asks the next question, and the question is, if Hollywood were to make a live-action movie of Super Mega, what celebrities would you want to play the Matt Watson and Ryan McGee?
Oh, man, I should have thought of this one before I sat down.
I did not. I have no idea who I'd want to play me.
Let's pick who would play each other.
But it has to be, okay, we'll do that.
Yeah.
So will this be as we currently are or just at any stage in our life?
Right now, as we are.
Okay, right now, as we are.
Like, take a screenshot of yourself. Who's playing you in a movie? I'm going to say, remember the little Jewish kid from It? I mean, not It, Elf.
That kid? Yeah. All grown? Do you know what he looks like today?
No, he's going to play you, though.
Okay, he's going to play me?
No, in all actuality, I don't know who would play you, man.
Yeah.
Maybe, dude, I don't know. The kid from Elf. He's playing you.
Okay, that's cool. The first thing that came to mind was Steve Buscemi, but I can't because he's too old to play.
Okay, but real talk, I saw a picture of Steve Buscemi last night, and it was a young picture of him, and I was shocked at how much it looked like me.
You're going to look like...
And that made me feel awful.
What do you mean? He's a nice guy, bro, you know?
No, I love Steve Buscemi, but he's known for looking weird. He looks kind of a little off. I love him like crazy. Like, he honestly is a he's in my top 10 favorite actors, Steve Buscemi.
Yeah.
I love him. But, of course, you know, he looks a little weird.
He's known for his look. He has a very unique look.
Yeah. So then when I saw a young picture of him, and it was strikingly similar to myself, that didn't make me feel good.
So the kid from Elf and Steve Buscemi are going to play us in the official Super Mega movie.
Can I'm charging my phone. Do you have your phone with you?
Why?
Because I want to show you the picture of young Steve Buscemi. I want you to see this.
Can I just look up young
Steve? Yeah, look up young Steve Buscemi. He looks like me.
Are you going to put up a picture for the audience to see?
Yeah, I'll put it up right now, okay? Well, I'll wait until Ryan looks it up, so then you guys get a reaction at the same time. So go ahead and look at the screen. It's where he's,
We could also get this guy, Bill Skarsgård, to play you.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm just gonna keep, I'm just still Steve Buscemi.
He's playing
20, that is you, dude!
Right? That's me! Okay, and there's a picture of my grandfather when he was in the military. Looks exactly like that.
Looks exactly like that.
I love Steve Buscemi, man. Imagine like a biopic about us, and it's the kid from Elf and Steve Buscemi, but Steve Buscemi is playing 21-year-old. Wait, there's already a meme about Steve Buscemi doing that, where he's like, how do you do, fellow kids?
I love that one, though.
Wow. It's like full meme circle. That's crazy, man.
Look at that.
All right.
Matt, who's our next special question from asker?
From Steph G. Holmes.
Wolf?
Could be short for Steven, or it's a girl named Steph, or maybe a guy named Steph. I don't know.
I think it's going to be, like, Stephanie.
Okay, could be Stephanie.
Could be Stefan.
Stefan, yeah. But Steph G. Holmes asks, what is your album / song of the year?
I don't have a favorite album or song of the year. I have a favorite artist of the year that I was... Yeji.
Yeah, Yeji.
Really like Yeji.
She's pretty good.
She is I really like listening to her shit, and I wish there was some sort of vinyl thing out there.
Oh yeah, she's awesome. She's on 88 Rising if you want to go check her out.
Yeah.
She is, she makes some good tunes.
Yeah, that's my artist of the year, I guess.
Oh man, I don't know if I could pick one. I have a couple. My couple favorite albums would be, I really liked Scumfuck Flower Boy by Tyler, the Creator.
Okay. Great album.
That is in my top. I also really liked, it's not from this year, but I found it this year. His name is Rav. He's a rapper that we know. He has an album called Beneath the Toxic Jungle. That is a fantastic album. And then my last, if I had to pick a third, would be MBV by My Bloody Valentine. That's a really good album as well.
Okay.
So those are my top three favorite albums. I'm probably going to think of one later and be like, fuck, I should have said that. But those are my top three that can come to mind right now.
I think, like, out of, like, musically, the app, what I've listened to most this year, if I could see how many plays and how long I played it for, it would definitely be Yeji shit. It would be Kill Bill's Ramona album.
Yes.
It's always in my car, and whenever it plays or I put it on, it's like, okay, yes, I'm just going to listen to the whole fucking album.
Yeah.
It's really nice driving through L.A. listening to it.
Oh, it's wonderful. Actually, I would have listed that as one of my favorites this year, but it was one of my favorites, like, a couple years in a row.
I just found out about it this year. Yeah. And then, I can't remember, I don't know what the album is, but Glass Animals.
By?
I think, just, hold on.
Oh, Glass Animals is a band?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Let me see what the album's called.
Also, it might be Rav. I don't know if it's Rav or Rav. I really don't know. I like him a lot, though, and he's a really cool guy, and you should check out his music.
The album, it's from 2014, but it's the album that I've listened to, like, a lot.
Hey, it doesn't have to be from this year.
Zaba.
Ooh. Yeah, only two of my albums, or only one of my albums is from 2017, which is the Tyler, the Creator one.
I'm not, like, super hip and happening with the latest beats, bro.
The latest pop music?
Yeah, I just find shit because people recommend it to me, or... you'll watch a bunch of 88 Rising, and then all of a sudden Yeji will pop up, and I'm like, ooh, who's this? And then, boom, starts a wonderful train.
Yeah, my favorite genre of this year, though, has by far been, you're gonna laugh. I really like Japanese retro. It's called City Pop, like Japanese 80s music.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say, like, hip-hop.
No. Okay. I got a lot more into that this year, but...
Japanese retro stuff? Just old Japanese,
like,
stuff?
Like, 70s, 80s music from Japan. When I went to Japan, I really got into it, and I listened to a lot of that on YouTube. Got a big collection of it now, so... That's my favorite genre of 2017, and if I had to pick a genre to define my year, it would be that one.
Okay.
So, yeah. Anyway...
The next person who's asking a question is username Easter.
Okay, I meant to type Eater. I accidentally typed Easter.
Okay, so
it's username Eater.
Username Eater.
Not Easter.
Okay.
My bad.
They ask, what is your favorite moment on Super Mega 2017, and what is the biggest accomplishment you've made this year? Favorite moment on Super Mega. Look, all these recording sessions are kind of coming to a blur.
Yeah, you could say your favorite series or video.
Fuck, what did we do? What did you do this year? Well, it's cheating. It's come out by now. I think my favorite recorded series this year was the RuneScape series that is currently on Game Grumps.
Yeah, so it's not even a Super Mega series, but that was really a funny one. Wait, yeah. I don't know if it's coming.
It comes out right after the holidays, and this is episode 74.
This comes out... Sure? Might come out, like, today. Yeah, okay. Yeah. I think we're good. Sorry.
I had a good time. I was editing it. I was laughing. I was like, it felt like a really nice, positive recording session. Also, I don't know if it was this year, but I also liked Katamari with Ding Dong and Julian.
Oh, really?
I don't know if that was this year.
That was this year? Yeah.
The recording session, but my favorite was the RuneScape one, just because I think there was a lot of nostalgia. I don't have nostalgia for Katamari, but I do for RuneScape, so I think the nostalgia definitely tilted me.
Well, that's what happened, because I was going to say my favorite series we recorded this entire year is probably Katamari Damacy, the original one.
Did you record it in 2017?
Yeah.
The original one? The one with just you and I?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Sweet. That came out in, like, January, so that was, like, oh, fuck, maybe that came out in, like, March. It was early in 2017.
Okay.
That's my favorite series I think we've ever done, mainly because, A, it's my first game, and it's tinted with nostalgia, and B, I really had a fun time recording that with you. And also, when we did the Katamari sequel with Ding Dong and Julian, that was, like, some of my favorite recording sessions because it was so funny.
Whenever we bring on guests for a series or a one-off or something, I really like the environment it sets off, because then there's more things to bounce off of other people, and you bring someone else, other people who have a different sense of humor. So they'll think of things more, you know, differently or quicker or stuff like that. So
We got to bring more guests on for gameplay stuff in 2018. We're definitely going to do that, guys. And in fact, something we've been talking about with them is, in the series We Love Katamari, the sequel, we only have, like, one or two, like, I think we only have, like, one more episode to technically finish that game.
Yeah.
So I think in 2018, we're just going to record a finale episode of We Love Katamari to actually finish that series off. that's something we're thinking about doing. But 2018, we do want to bring a lot more friends back on to do more stuff with.
Yay!
Oh wait, there's more to that. There's more to what? That question. What's the biggest accomplishment you made this year? I guess in terms of Super Mega, I'd say I'm really proud of the music videos we released.
I'm proud of all the live action shit, dude.
Oh yeah, like the Finn Wolfhard video, both music videos.
That was fun. That was really fun.
That was really fun.
What other live action stuff did we do this year? Two Lovely Uncles.
We did the video with Chris where we just walked around and the famous Rice and Puke. That was in 2017, okay. The famous Rice and Puke.
Just all the live action stuff I really like, and I hope we get to do more of it in 2018.
Oh, there's definitely going to be a good handful of live action in 2018. It ain't going nowhere, guys. I know we don't upload it that often, but don't expect that to like get less in 2018. We're still going to be doing live action in 2018, especially now that we have Tucker.
Yeah, it is our favorite thing to do, though. Definitely. Yeah. Well, mine. I don't want to speak for you.
No, I love doing live action. My favorite thing to do is make music videos. I love the music videos.
I want to do a sketch comedy in South Carolina with you. Just kind of like take it back to where we both started and make one. Because we haven't made a sketch comedy in South Carolina together.
Yeah,
that would be cool to just kind of have a setting and shit. Because Charleston has a lot of great settings for like a...
Oh, it totally does, yeah.
Got them plantations, dude.
Yeah, baby.
We're going to be hiring... actors to play slaves, but only white actors because we don't want to be insensitive.
We're whitewashing slaves.
Whitewashing slaves.
Oh man.
Oh my god.
That's a bad one.
Could you imagine?
That would be so bad.
I know. Could you imagine if that like got nominated for an Oscar? It would be this big fucking thing. It's just like, what?
Oh my god, like best actor goes to a white man.
Best actor goes to Jake Gyllenhaal for Uncle Tim.
Jake Paul.
Oh!
They happened in 2017.
They did happen in 2017.
Okay, we'll talk about this after the Q&A. I want to talk about how crazy of a year 2017 has been in general.
No, oh, Jesus.
We'll talk about that after these questions, though. Next question
comes...
Wait,
are we going to talk about, like, both the divorces or just the one?
Just one.
Okay.
Jackson A. Tucker asks... How does it feel knowing you'll never have that degree from USC's Darla Moore School of Business? It's a very personal question directed at me. That hurts, man. So let's move on to the next one.
Okay. Fireburn 02. Will you ever make a new Flash Flood episode? Please, those are gold. We technically already uploaded a somewhat type thing like that, our Hanukkah special.
Yeah, that was pretty much a Flash Flood episode. If you want to know the reason we stopped the Flash Flood videos, mainly because we're recording these episodes on the Game Grumps capture computer, and the way we do those videos, we didn't realize how much of a virus risk we were to the computer. So we put them on like hold. We got a lot of virus threats from those videos, but yeah. We'll probably bring back more videos like that. We'll just try to be more careful or just get some really good antivirus software. You have anything to add to that? Or
no. I mean, I like doing them as a series. They're also a lot to edit.
Oh, yeah. Very, 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 very much to edit. But I would like to do more videos like that. I really liked the Omegle bit, and that was in our Hanukkah special, and I definitely
if we could do like an Omegle video.
I'd love to do an Omegle video series like
that. We should
do
like a fan thing where like we invite fans to come on. Then we
that would be awesome.
Then we actually don't show up, and it's just them searching through a bunch of people.
Then we just record them.
Yeah.
We'll dress up as fans.
Yeah. All right. See if they can recognize it.
Okay. Gabe Tebird asks, can you let me out of the basement? And my answer to that is as soon as you get a username that's not as terrible as Gabe Tebird.
Yeah.
Wow, that's bad.
But in all honesty, Gabe, if you think this is funny, we gave you a phone through your little fucking air slot so that you could talk to your friends and your parents like you said you would. If you're going to use it as an opportunity to embarrass us and call for help, you can go fuck yourself.
All right.
I hope
next
this
question.
Person does not die before this podcast.
Oh,
releases.
Jesus Christ. Like, they're just coincidentally murdered?
Eventually, this person's going to die. And then I wonder if, like, anyone will find this moment, play it at their funeral.
Like, oh, RIP Gabe Tebird. Gabe, I'm sorry, man. Please change your Twitter handle and put the H and the E in the correct place.
Maybe
so it's Gabe the Bird,
I'm
not Gabe Tebird.
I'm thinking that Gabe the Bird was taken.
Okay. Well, one thing that is going to be taken is his soul shortly after this podcast is
done
recording.
That is true.
It's a little bitch.
But Saha Barnes is the next person that's asking a question. Are you sure that's Saha Barnes? It's not Sarah Barnes.
I might have fucked another one up, but we'll just go with Saha Barnes.
Okay. Would either of you recommend therapy? No joke. I'm considering it once I get out of high school. I would 100% recommend therapy. I need to go start seeing a therapist. I have not currently. That's on me. But I would recommend, if you're having troubles, do whatever you can. If it's not a therapist, talk to a friend, talk to a family member, or there's always there's a hotline through live chat on your computer or through the cell phone. Just because we're talking about it, the number will be in the description. Just you need to find someone to talk to, open up about, just get the ideas that you think that others don't care about and actually give them to someone who can hopefully work their magic as a loved one or as a person who has a job that you're...
All right, Ryan, that I couldn't have said it better myself.
Did you just interrupt me, dude?
I'm just saying, man.
I'm kidding.
I totally agree with Ryan. Therapy, fuck the stigma around it. That is going away more and more every day, that therapy means you have something wrong with you. I see a therapist. All my friends see therapists. My family members see therapists. Therapy is healthy and it's good for you and you should do it. Yeah. And if you're in school, actually, like you're graduating high school, if you're going to college, a lot of colleges will offer like free counseling and free therapy and stuff.
And please, for the love of God, if you go see a doctor or a therapist about your problems, be 100% honest with them, because they are going to, they might, I mean, you know, it's there's a stigma around medication they'll prescribe people. But be 100% honest with them about your thoughts, about your feelings, about the symptoms, about anxiety or anything you're feeling, because that will lead them into a more productive conclusion for you.
Yeah, don't feel like if you leave stuff out or lie to your therapist or doctor, then you're hurting yourself because they're there to help you. And if you're like self-conscious about what they're going to think about your problems or whatever, that's stupid because... you're paying the money to help you with your problems. It's not like a, someone that you should care about what they think of you.
And it's not a contest, but guaranteed they've heard much worse.
I guarantee, yeah.
Like whatever, however bad you personally think, whatever you are thinking is or have done, they've heard a lot of shit in their line of work. So they are capable to handle it. And if you go to a therapist and you don't feel like they are capable of handling your problems, seek out another therapist.
There's a million of them.
Yeah. So
the only thing you should feel bad about is if maybe you've... All right. Next question.
Okay.
Oh, wait, this is me. Sorry.
Yeah, you're reading this one.
Dr. Clay 999 said, if YouTube pulled the plug, what would you do? If YouTube pulled the plug, we'd still keep making shit. We'd either move to a different platform, not sure what that would be, or we would start our own website. That's probably what we would do. I don't know.
Off the bat, definitely try to figure out a website, but focus a lot more on a Patreon, because I think we're hopefully in 2018 we'll get one set
up. Yeah, maybe a little announcement on that coming soon, but regarding Patreon.
Patreon, do podcasts. Work our ass off to try to search for more sponsors. And yeah, I mean, you know, the game's going to change, got to change with it. So.
Yeah, but we wouldn't go anywhere. You'd still get your daily dose of us.
Cause we're amazing.
You need us in your life.
you need us in your life.
You need super mega honey.
Oh, wow. Next question comes from Harrison Tucker, and they ask, can you suggest some penile gland cleaning routines? My schmegma has been out of control. I do not produce schmegma because I have a circumcised penis. Matt?
What I would say is get like a bar of soap, and if you put the bar of soap at the head of your penis, you can stretch the foreskin all the way over the bar of soap, just staple it shut, and you always got some soap in there. Never even got to worry about it.
Yeah.
All right. Magic Logwood, is it Magic Logwood says, were there songs other than deleted? Yeah, there were a lot of songs other than deleted. I straight up made an album. And I don't actually.
Did you make out like cover art and everything?
I did, man. I don't know if I have those.
That's fucking epic.
Do you want to know what my name was? I might have told you this in
your artist name?
My artist name back then.
What was your name? Matt Dog? With a YG?
It's way worse.
WG?
It was my artist name that I made delete it and all these other songs under was Awesome Dude.
Awesome Dude.
That was my name, was Awesome Dude.
Awesome Dude and Rhino Hazard.
Oh, shit,
start
that's
a trio.
Great, man. Do you want to know, if I think hard, I can think of some of the other songs I made, which I no longer have, or maybe they're on a hard drive somewhere. I'll look for them when I go home for Christmas.
Okay.
But I made a parody of Welcome to the Jungle called Welcome to Walmart.
Welcome to Walmart.
We sell something in games, everything you could ever want, something. I don't remember. It was really bad.
Corn and ravioli?
Probably. I also made a song called Hardcore 4-Year-Old. I still remember that one a little bit. And no, it was just an original song. And it was like, he's just a 4-year-old and he is so hardcore and he's just that's the song. And then I made I actually showed one of these off in my science class at school. I made a periodic table of elements rap. I made where's another one? Oh man, there's another one. And my science teacher showed off, my friend and I made a music video for the periodic table of elements rap, and he showed it off to like 4 years in a row. It was not good. It was so bad. Oh, I should email him and see if he still has it. Holy shit. And I made a rap about the news. I just remembered that one, too.
Really?
I made a rap just about how great the news was.
I've only made one song. Didn't record it. But it was a song that me and my cousin came up with when we were little lads. Probably when I was about waist high to an average adult.
Okay.
You know? Super young. We had this, I guess, running game where we would create this episodic journey, you know, make-believe, except It was called Mario and Luigi's Adventures, and the theme song went, Mario and Luigi's Adventures, ba-da-da-da-da-da. Mario and Luigi's Adventures, da-da-da-da-da-da. Mario and Luigi's Adventures, ba-da-da-da-da-da. But like every time we went ba da 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 da, we'd have to freeze in a pose.
Yeah, that's great. I love that, man.
Oh, being a kid.
I made more songs. I don't remember what they are. Maybe in 2018, I'll see if I can find those and share them. But yes, there were plenty of songs other than delete it.
Youth is quickly fading, my man.
R.I.P. Youth. Look at these wrinkles.
R.I.P. Youth Group.
They all died.
They all died in a bus accident.
Okay, no, wait. Real quick, let me derail this to talk about that. I went on a youth group trip in high school, and the bus driver, we went to a snowy mountain in Tennessee to go skiing and do some like retreat in a cabin. And at nighttime, we were on a mountain road, and the bus driver goes off the edge. The bus tipped over.
What? You were in the bus?
Yeah, I was in the bus. And the bus tips, and a tree stopped it. The bus. But it's the two front tires are off the ground, off the edge of just like a straight, probably 45-degree drop down a huge just like face of a hill. And there's trees there. And the bus is tilted. Everyone is just like sitting in the we can't get off because it's like if we shift the weight, like people get off, is the bus going to tip? So that's a story of my youth group where the bus almost tipped. And
youth group killed by local dumbass.
We almost died. And they had to bring in they had to bring tractors and shit in to like untip the bus. It was crazy. I was sleeping when it happened. And my friend Christian was taking a shit in the bathroom on the bus when that happened.
Oh, yeah. Was it a Greyhound?
Yeah. It was like a big bus like that.
Damn.
And it just, I don't know. I don't even realize how it happened. But the bus tipped at about a 45-degree angle and then got caught by a tree. So we were all stuck like that. There's pictures of it somewhere in my old photos.
Okay.
I should show you sometime. It was crazy.
Okay.
Anyway.
Next question.
This is the last question.
On this page?
No, just the last question.
Oh, okay. MMSCBF asks, will this question be answered on the podcast? Okay, so what's next?
Well, first I want to thank everyone for submitting questions. Great job, everyone.
Really, let's give them a round of applause.
Sorry if we didn't answer it. We'll do plenty more Q&As in 2018, so you can ask again.
Sorry if half of those were our buddies.
Yeah, but
dude, what?
What the fuck? Why do we both? We both did that, and then we both started coughing.
We're both dying.
Shit, dude.
You of cancer, me of cancer.
How did I get cancer?
You're just skinny. Or you could be dying of type 1 diabetes.
I have cancer. I'm skinny because I have cancer.
Someone in the comments said, Matt, you might need to go to a doctor soon. You might have type 1 diabetes because they were skinny too, and they didn't know why they couldn't gain weight. And then they found out it was type 1 diabetes.
Yeah, well, I got a message for you. Only type of diabetes I have is diabetes nuts.
On his mom's face.
No.
No.
It was just a sick burn, and then brought my mother into it.
Then it was a sensual slap on her forehead.
And a slow drag across the face, where I rest one testicle in each eye socket.
Stop, you're talking about your mom.
No,
dude.
I'm not. I'm saying in general.
General?
Okay.
Whatever.
And for a late...
General what?
For a great,
Sanders?
For a great low rating.
General Sanders?
General Sanders? Was Colonel Sanders like... Was he in war? Why was he a colonel?
Like a colonel of popcorn.
He was a little tiny fucking, yeah. Tiny little man.
Okay. That was his nickname. His nickname was Colonel Sanders.
2017, as it is almost done, has been the craziest year of my life.
Yeah?
Like, just... It's just been the craziest year, I think, news-wise, and just everything that's happening. It's just crazy, dude. Especially in my life as well. Like, outside of my life, in the outer world, and then in my personal world, 2017 has been a crazy year. Think about how much crazy shit has happened this year.
Well, I can explain how 2017 feels.
How?
I feel like there's this, like, a big, okay, picture this scene. I'm drinking coffee. No. Let me make it more personal.
Okay.
I'm drinking, like, a McCafe caramel... what's the Frappuccino? Is that
sure.
The cold one? The cold icy one?
Yeah, you can get a cold Frappuccino.
Cold Frappuccino with a bunch of whipped cream. I'm enjoying that, sipping on it. And all of a sudden, a huge bomb goes off. And just everything gets thrown around the room. And then there's this ringing stage. All of 2017 is that ringing stage. Just boo! And I'm trying to, like, figure out what's going on. I'm
everything's, like, ghosting, and you're like...
Yeah, exactly. That's what 2017 has felt like for me. I'll be completely honest. Just, ooh.
Do you remember, like, this time last year, everyone was like, oh my God, 2016, what a year. 2017 can't get any crazier. And then 2017 was like five times crazier than 2016. Like way crazier than 2016.
It was an entertaining news cycle, I will
say.
Holy
shit, 2017 was entertaining as hell.
That means 2018 is going to be just as good in terms of entertainment in the news.
I do have to say, if years were like episodes of a TV show or seasons, in terms of most entertaining... 2017 has been the best season so far.
Yeah.
I was like, holy shit, this is insane.
Like, we all didn't expect the big twist ending in 2001, but I'm kidding.
I mean, we didn't expect that twist ending.
We did. That's part of the problem.
Yeah. But do you think this time next year, when we're recording our 2018 year-end podcast, we're going to be looking back being like, holy shit, man, we thought 2017 was crazy?
Every year has something new. I feel like every year, as you said, it feels like a new season.
It does. So it really does.
Is this season going to be the darker season, or is this going to be a more lighthearted season?
I have a feeling 2018 is going to be a really good year.
Okay.
I have a feeling it's going to be crazier than 2017, but it's going to be a good, fun year.
We've come to terms with the goofiness of everything that we see on a day-to-day basis.
Like, I really do believe that we have entered some weird alternate timeline where the weirdest shit happens. Like, every day, there's something new that affirms my theory that we are on the darkest, weirdest timeline now.
The FCC chairman makes, like, goofy meme videos.
Where he's doing the Harlem Shake and mocking people that want to save the internet.
But the thing is, I see a lot of talk show hosts, you know, going, oh, making fun of his big Reese's cup mug that he always drinks out of. And it's like,
funny mug.
That's what he wants you to do. He wants you to fucking be pissed. He's like...
He likes the attention.
He's a Shkreli, you know?
Yeah, I saw a tweet today that was like... It was like, Martin Shkreli was like, I'm the most hated man on the internet. And it was like a Jeet Pie. Hold my beer.
Does he have his Reese's mug?
Hold my Reese's mug.
But holy, like, shit. He wants, you know, he doesn't care. Stop. I don't know. I saw Seth Meyers. He was like, yeah, that coffee mug, the only big coffee mug he'll be needing is a big toilet he'll be pooping in jail. Because he's, he didn't actually say that joke, but that's the equivalent of, of what Seth Meyers sounds like to me whenever I turn him on.
God damn, Ryan, you need your own late night talk show. You do that kind of shit. That'd be great.
But so he was just like making fun of the dude for his coffee mug. And I'm like, he probably uses that mug because it's goofy. It's a Reese's cup mug and he wants to
get impressed.
He wants you to get a reaction out. He wants to get a reaction.
He's like a kid on the schoolyard. It's like he just wants a reaction. He wants attention.
Yeah.
Except the only difference is he's also stripping away, you know, the potential freedom of the American internet. But that's okay.
It's like, I will say Donald Trump was that person who probably bullied others in high school. Pi was the kid who got bullied, and now this is his, like, villainous story of just... But instead of a villain coming on, like, the television, hello, I will take the internet. It's just some goofy dumbass playing with a fake lightsaber on a green
Harlem
screen.
Doing the Harlem shake with his big goofy smile.
Thing is, we're doing the same thing. He wants a reaction like this because he loves attention. He loves negative press.
Okay, well,
much
the
like,
last...
What's the dude who helped Donald Trump? It's a very good form of marketing.
Steve Bannon?
No. There was a documentary on Netflix.
Oh, Roger Stone.
Yeah, Roger Stone. It's that type of marketing, and it's the same type of shit that I put Jake
Paul and Keemstar both do it.
It's outrageous. It makes you mad,
and it works.
Yeah,
that's the thing. Is it works? People eat it up, and I would be lying if I said I don't consume that stuff too.
Yeah,
you know, it's like you naturally want to because it's outrageous, and you want to react to outrageous things.
And be like, this is stupid. You want to. The thing is, you know, when you're in a group of friends and you collectively hate on something and you feel really good. These people have clued into this marketing dynamic to where they bring a bunch of people together because it's cool. It's fun to hate on stuff. It feels good to be like, Jake Paul's dumb, right? And then someone else is like, yeah, I agree with you. You're right. I am right. And you're right too. Like, it's this big communal hate fest.
Something like a groupthink thing.
Yeah. And so it's way more powerful than, look, oh my God, he's doing such good for charity and all this other stuff. Even though I've heard that he does do stuff for charity, good on him. Jake Paul is what I'm talking about, not Pi.
Yeah. What I do have to say, last thing I'll say about a G Pi is he's a big fucking goofball.
He is. He's just a goofy
man. He's a big fucking stupid goofball.
He looks like the mold someone would make for a 3D printer to make a bobblehead of a G Pi.
Dude, that's perfect. Like, if you saw him, that's like, oh, that's a bobblehead of this more regular-looking person.
Yeah.
But that's just him.
Because he did that Twitter angry tweets video where it was the whole thing, the ripoff of Jimmy Kimmel's thing.
Yeah.
And one of them says, like, his head moves like a bobblehead. And he did this face and moved his head around like a bobblehead. And I'm like, yeah, holy shit, I'm seeing it now.
He does have, I think he probably has the most punchable face of 2017, though.
Yeah. And I'm not trying to say this to put myself above him. He legitimately looks that way to me. I'm not trying
to
be like,
100% he does.
Oh, I'm going to hate on someone and then it's going to feel good when other people in the comments agree with me. Like, he's a fucking big, goofy dumbass. And it's fun watching his bullshit.
Yeah, and that's kind of the problem is with all these people. It's fun watching them.
The same thing. Look, Donald Trump, the big man himself, he's been in office for over a year.
Yeah.
So.
Well, not as of right now, but as of next month.
Next month, he'll, you know.
But he's been around for a while.
He's
actually
been elected president for over a year.
I saw something I retweeted, some fake Donald Trump account that was like tweeting at Hillary Clinton was like, blow me or something. I retweeted it.
I wish that was him.
Wait, look.
Blow me.
That was over 2 years ago when I retweeted that. So he has been in the public realm for that long.
Is that too far for Donald? Blow me.
We're reaching a point where it may
be. Would that be too far? If he said that one day, it would be this big and be like, could you believe he said that?
Yeah, and then we'll forget about it 3 days later.
The news cycle would continue. Would it really be that surprising?
He wouldn't get impeached for it. Nothing would happen. And then the news cycle would continue. So go for it, Donald.
Well, you can only be impeached if you get blown.
Yeah, we learned that one.
I did not have sexual relations with the woman.
Yeah, you did, Bill. Stop lying. Dude, he fucking nutted in the Oval Office. He blew that load.
Freckled cock.
He blew a bunch of little bills all over my
Oh, yeah.
All over her dress and shit.
Fuck yeah.
He spilled his little Bill Clinton brand ranch dressing all over her dress.
The dress was like smothered and covered.
It was literally like you dipped that thing in a vat of semen.
If it was on the Waffle House menu, I'd order it smothered and covered. Because that's how it comes.
Yeah,
and
that's how Bill comes. Yeah, dude, high five, buddy.
Yeah.
Looking back over the year, I had some shitty moments this year, but I had a really great year. I got to go to Japan twice. Got to do a bunch of fun stuff with you. We made some great videos.
Go to Japan twice.
Yeah, man. Like I've had a good year, man. And I want to thank you for sticking with me this year and making some good shit with me and having fun. Dude, you're a good friend.
You're my right-hand man. You're my big friend now.
Thanks, man.
You're my big friend.
You used to be my bigger friend, but now you're losing weight. You're also my big friend.
People are overblowing my weight loss. Like, it's like, he's lost so much. I've lost a little bit.
You've lost more than a little bit. You really have.
I feel like I look in the mirror and it's like, I can tell a little difference, but I think people are, because if you look at like the Grumps picture that has us in the, what is that called? The live streaming area, lounge area, all the comments are just, Ryan, oh my God, Ryan lost so much weight. I mean, thank you. I'm surprised that so many people are noticing, and I've just been counting calories. That's all I've been doing.
Well, I mean, you still are a fat fucking pig, but you have lost a lot of weight, and I'm very proud of you.
Thank you guys. Thank you, Matt.
Absolutely, man.
You're trying to gain weight.
I'm trying. I haven't noticed really anything yet. I've noticed a small influx in my pectoral muscles.
That's good.
But you can't see that unless I have my shirt off, and I don't have my shirt off around other people very often.
If you build muscle over your skeleton, they won't be able to see your bones. So
that's true.
You'll be good.
Hey, 2018 will be the year I transform into a huge ripped
model. Just make your muscles big, but you have to eat a lot if you're going to gain muscle. Took your shirt off.
What do you think?
See, like, Matt, like,
see these muscles, dude?
Don't face me. Like, turn around.
Like,
and,
away
like,
from
you? Your back up.
I have no back muscles, man.
No, but your back, like, it looks like a, like, I wish my back had that much definition and muscles and structure and shit. Mine's just flabby still. I'm hoping to get some structure in my back at some point. 2018, like, 2017 was the year of weight gain, severe weight gain, and then weight loss for me. I'm hoping 2018 can be more of a, just continue on that path and get healthy and be more comfortable in the body that I was born in.
Well, that's exactly what I want to do, but the opposite. I want to gain a lot of weight in 2018. Gaining weight is fucking hard. Do you see, Ryan, any gain in my pectorals at all?
I don't look at you that often.
Well, maybe you should start.
It's just,
this podcast quickly turned into like you just like complimenting and looking at the definition of my shirtless body. Like, we went from talking about Ajit Pai and net neutrality to 5 minutes later, I have my shirt off, and you're like, look at that back definition.
I'm jealous. I'm legitimately jealous of the definition you have on your torso.
Yeah, but it's like mainly just bones. You can count my ribs. You can play xylophone on my ribs.
I have disgusting, gaping stretch marks. I have hair all over my body.
I don't have hair all over
my
body.
I look like a thick vat of sludge emptied something out onto legs.
That is not true, Ryan.
That's how I see myself, unfortunately.
Well, Ryan, I have to respectfully disagree.
If 2018 could be the year where I continue on my path of being healthy and I quit cigarettes 100%, 2018 would look like a good year for me health-wise. And if that's one extra thing that is positive in 2018, I'm hopefully going to shoot for it.
Yes.
So,
yes. Any way I can help you, man.
And I've been enjoying doing fucking Super Mega with you lately. Like, it's these past few months, I think November is where it kind of hit like a really good groove, especially in December. Just last year, you and I, these words came out of our mouth. We were like, do you still want to do Super Mega? It lasted all but like 10 minutes before you called me right back. And you were like, dude, you know, we're both feeling down. Let's try to focus, start working, and, you know, get back into the grind. And we did. And, you know, now at the end of this year, I have to say I'm happy where Super Mega is. I'm happy.
Absolutely.
Where
I'm more
we
happy
are.
With it right now than ever.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's going to keep going up. And I really do. I mean, Super Mega has been a journey, man. There's just been so much stuff to it, and so many people, you know, that we've brought on and met through it. And it's really just been a crazy journey, and there's been ups and downs.
Yeah.
And right now I'm really loving where we are.
Like,
so
even though Super Mega is like a 24/7 job, it's not as taxing as it used to be.
No. We've really worked into a good groove, and we really have like optimized a lot of stuff. And I want to use this now to transition into we just want to now, as this podcast is coming to a close and it's the last one of the year, we want to sincerely, sincerely thank all of you listening and all of you not listening who have somehow supported us over the last 2 years.
When people, I'm sure there's people back from Kids with Problems, back from Syndigo, back from all that shit.
Like seriously, looking back on 2017, we cannot thank you guys enough for listening to our podcast, buying our merch, just watching our videos, telling your friends about us, just anything, just watching us, like just enjoying our content. That means the world to us. And we just want to say so much from the bottom of our hearts, thank you.
I will continue to say this whenever you bring this type of shit up. I will never personally understand why so many people find this shit entertaining. And like, I'm gearing that more personally towards me. Like, me as a person, I didn't think of myself, as I said, in high school or anything like that, as this personality that needed to be out there, that wants to be heard type of thing. But it is crazy how many people say that they're fans of our work. And in my head, I'm like, am I really honestly doing something? I only do Let's Plays, and then I do a podcast. Then I realize, you know, this stuff, it means a lot to some people, and it just, you know, it's like a nice kind of like, I like your content, I'm a good fan. There's like two paths. And I'm super grateful for whatever path you're on, whether it's just for the entertainment or you found a connection like this helps you in some way. Just because I remember just
absolutely
going to YouTube when I was younger just to get out of the whole school mindset. If I was someone was giving me a hard fucking time, or if I didn't want to think about shit, and I just go and laugh. I'll go and laugh. I used to love
Smosh.
Smosh, yes.
Dude, same. Smosh was my fucking escape.
I go and I just laugh at the shit, like the My Dumb Neighbor videos or whatever they are.
And now we've somehow done YouTube and become friends with Ian, and that's really weird.
Yeah,
that's really weird to me. I love, he's the nicest guy. I just don't understand how somehow what we've made has somehow brought me to this weird fulfillment of a childhood dream, I guess.
Because people don't see him as this, but he'll always be YouTube royalty to me. And like, not like I'm gonna,
like, he's a god.
Yeah, he's a god to me, but he is one of the big ones in my head. No matter how you perceive Smosh today, or whatever, if you still like their content, it doesn't matter. He was probably the first face, him and Anthony were the first faces I saw on YouTube as this collective that did stuff in a semi-professionalish way. And what I mean by that is like sketch comedy and stuff. And all of a sudden, if you remember, they started having a schedule, food battle every year. I'd forget about it, all of a sudden, like, food battle, they send out a teaser trailer, I'd be like, what? They'd vote on what foods and shit. I used to be super into that.
No, because like, I remember like when I was like first getting into YouTube, it was just people uploading videos like, my cat made this funny sound. And then there's these guys that come along and they're making like actual produced videos for YouTube.
Yeah.
And honestly, that's what inspired me to start making videos. So thanks, Smosh.
It's their first video I saw was when they uploaded the Pokemon theme song thing. That was my first thing. I remember whose house I was. I was at a friend's house, and I can't remember what grade it was in. Probably middle school or something.
For
early
me, that
school.
Was like, I think, fourth grade.
Yeah. It was probably then, like, I could see that being Crossroads.
Wow, and he's still doing Smosh. I was in fourth grade when he started that. That's crazy.
It is. But I guess the point is, you know, I was a part of a little community at the time. I go in the comments, see how other people thought, and as I said, if you're here for just strictly entertainment to be entertained, no fault at you. I appreciate all the support you've given us, but also to the people who feel like this is a community, I want to say thank you for being a part of that community, and I hope that we don't disappoint. I hope that we can continue giving you the funnies that you want.
That's
and if we don't, because one time, you know, maybe one day we'll be someone's kind of like, oh, I listened to them and now I'm not into them anymore, but I really liked them back in the day.
Yeah.
type of thing. And that's just, that's I can't wrap my head around that shit. I really can't, just because I'm me and I'm living this life. Like, we, Matt and I have strictly personal lives outside of YouTube that takes up a large portion of it. Like, all you guys see or hear is the YouTube stuff, and then we talk about our personal lives every now and then. But there is a separate part of that where we're dealing with other shit, personal shit, good shit, bad shit, all in between.
Like, real shit that all you guys have to deal with.
Yeah.
Like, we got to deal with, you know, relationships with people and
family troubles.
Yeah, like real shit like that, like monetary troubles.
Just like for me this year, it was big. It's the biggest that it's ever been. And next year I'm going to travel home to, hopefully, it's just, I've been the most homesick I've ever fucking been.
Yeah.
Like, it gets me depressed a lot of days. And I just want to go back to South Carolina and see my mom and see my dad and see my family and friends. I miss them. And then I get sad because I'm thinking all my friends are like fucking moving away and becoming teachers and shit. And it's like, and like now my cousins moved to New York, so I'm not going to see him over the holidays. It makes me super sad.
Yeah, that's life though, man.
I know.
That's what happens.
It's just growing up. It's
weird,
crazy.
Right?
It's crazy that, you know, yeah, you're 23, you're a man, you should know that you're growing up. But it's just experiencing it and just kind of talking about it. It's just so interesting.
Yeah.
It's like a realization of,
yeah, right.
Type thing.
It's like it's kind of like coming to terms with things, talking about it. And for people that go through shit, just like we go through shit, that we are somehow in the midst of that shit, something that you guys can, you know, laugh at, take your mind off of that shit. That's really special and cool. And I guess the last thing I'll say is, overall, ending this podcast, we just want to say thank you so much. 2017 has been a wonderful year for our channel. Thanks to you guys. And I personally cannot wait to see what is in store for this channel and for just us in general in 2018.
I hope 2018 is a good super mega year.
I really do hope it will be. So, guys, we are going to take a short...
leave of absence.
A short little hiatus, a little break, because we do need to give ourselves, after this huge holiday rush, we need a little downtime just to relax and not worry about YouTube. That makes it sound like it's a bad thing. We just want a little break to fully not have...
It's a new year. We need the setups. It's
just a refresh.
Let's detox from 2017. Have, you know, time
family,
to ourselves.
Friends, yeah.
And then we'll continue with Super Mega. And I hope you guys will continue to watch. And I hope you guys will continue to stick around. We'll update you. You can go follow our Twitter.
What's your Twitter, Ryan?
Well, I was going to say Super Mega's Twitter first.
Okay, go ahead.
At Super Mega Show. And then you can follow us at Twitter. My... is at Eli Ryan McGee. That's at ELIRYMAGEE. That's my at for Twitter, Instagram, pretty much everything.
All right. And mine is at Matt H. Watson. They're both down in the description. So is our
it's
Twitter
on screen,
page.
I think.
Yeah. There it is right there.
Well, I mean, no, like, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. They're in
the
corner.
Left and
yeah.
Right? Yeah.
But guys, really, thank you for a great 2017. We're super happy where their channel is. And, we will be taking this little hiatus, but we will return to uploading on January 11th. So our last upload of 2017 will be on December 31st. Then there's going to be a 10-day break on the channel, and then we will resume regular uploads and go full steam ahead into 2018, starting January 11th with episode 75 of Super Megacast. So
yeah,
we will return with a podcast.
And there'll be a lot of things probably to talk about, because we'd have gone through the first week of the year. So.
Yeah. And also, like, we will have just gotten done with our holiday breaks and everything. So
I might have seen Star Wars. I'm seeing Star Wars tonight.
There's going to be plenty of stories, too, to tell, I'm sure, that happened to us over the holiday breaks.
It's fucking 10:43, and I'm going to leave soon to go see the midnight Star Wars
premiere. Damn, dude. That's exciting. Well, guys, thank you so much for listening. Thank you for a great year. Hope all of you had wonderful holidays, and we hope you have a very fantastic new year. Ryan? Would you not chew a fucking Starburst into the microphone as I'm doing the outro? Man, what the fuck, man? I'm doing a fucking outro here.
Your mom is doing an outro.
Nice, dude.
In my butthole.
Is that how we're ending it? Your mama's doing an outro in my butthole? That's how we're ending the last podcast of 2017?
All
right.
Oh, I love you all. Butthole.
Hi, guys. Seriously, thank you for everything. walking off stage, guys.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.